Good morning. My name is Afaf Khoury, and I am an elder serving on session. I'm also on the mission team. It is my pleasure to lead you this morning with a Lenten message and a prayer. The question for the day is, have you ever been on the receiving end of someone else's mercy? And how did it impact you? And how can you pay someone forward? When I really think about this, there are so many things that we receive in our lifetime. So how do we even begin paying forward, even a small part of what we have received? My passion is international mission. Many of you know that I grew up in Lebanon, and I moved to the United States after I graduated from the American University of Beirut with a bachelor's degree of nursing. This university that I graduated from is in the center of the capital city of Beirut. It was chartered in 1863 by the state of New York. And it was first called the Syrian Presbyterian College. Lebanon and Syria were one country at that time. Yes, you guessed right. This great university and medical center now were started by your ancestors, a group of Presbyterian missionaries. Can you believe it? A group of Presbyterian missionaries who also built schools in Lebanon and in Syria, one of which I attended from grade school to high school in Tripoli, north of Lebanon. I am forever indebted to these missionaries who left the comfort of their homes to live in a foreign land. They adapted to the culture, and many learned and mastered the Arabic language. They lived in the way of Jesus Christ, sharing their lives and their talents and their treasures with the least of these. Many were preachers and teachers and doctors and nurses, armed with God's love. I have been a nurse practitioner for the past 22 years, and it gives me great pleasure to treat my patients and help them get better. But I wanted to do more. And in 2013, I was invited to join the first FBCA medical mission to Honduras. I gave many excuses why I cannot go. But deep inside, something was nudging me. I must go. We spent 1 week treating patients with all kinds of ailments in a very underserved community, who without our care or other groups like us would have never received medical care. In the short time we were there, we were able to touch many lives and treat many illnesses and conditions, some of which were life-changing, such as the 21-year-old girl or woman, when she first heard her first sound ever in her life. This was only possible just because we had an audiologist on the team and had donated hearing aids with her. I could not forget her reaction, her big smile, and the joy of her family with her. 21 years old, never heard a sound. It's hard to imagine living in a place where medical care is not available for everyone. We take things for granted here. In a few weeks, on April 18, we will be heading back to Honduras for our fourth FBCA medical mission. We are a team of 18, medical and non-medical volunteers. And this time, we will be serving alongside the Honduran doctors and nurses in Manos Amigas Clinic in La Entrada in Honduras, as we all collaborate to share God's given healing gifts with our sisters and brothers in Honduras. Please keep us in your prayers. We need your prayers. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your abundant love and all the treasures you bestow upon us. Help us to share these treasures for your glory. Be with our medical mission team in their travels and always be present with them. Help us to be your hands and feet here on earth and to be a blessing to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you.